Attention. You're listening to The Daily Dose. The active ingredient in this program is common sense, which has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism. Be advised that listening may cause you to lean to the right.
Earlier this week, President Obama gave his final State of the Union lecture to Congress and the American people. The speech was full of expensive promises that were neither feasible nor within the proper role of government. But I want to talk about one promise in particular, the promise to put Joe Biden in charge of curing cancer. In typical liberal fashion, Obama sets up a commission tasked with some universally desirable goal, which in this case is curing cancer, and then he appoints someone who has experienced personal tragedy with the issue. In this case, Joe Biden tragically lost his son, Beau Biden, to brain cancer last year. This is an awful tragedy, and I cannot imagine the pain and grief a parent must go through losing a child, no matter how old. But that doesn't mean this commission is going to solve anything. In fact, there's good reason to think that it won't actually accomplish anything other than a few meetings and maybe a hashtag. That said, let's assume this commission can actually accomplish something. My question is this: why can't we get Obama himself on this? Curing cancer is a big job, and can we afford to have anyone other than Barack Obama fixing this? I mean, I know he's busy preventing gun violence, improving race relations, saving the planet, giving nukes to Iran, lobbying for position of UN Secretary General, filling out his college NCAA basketball brackets, and ushering in world peace, but don't we deserve the absolute best here? I mean, we're talking about the guy who cured Ebola. Don't we want him at the helm? Of course, we would all love to see cancer and other deadly diseases cured and eradicated from Earth. But the idea that a commission is going to solve it is completely absurd. If cancer is cured, it will be cured by some scientist doing his own research. And that could happen anywhere on Earth. Besides, I'd argue that we don't want a top-down approach to solving an issue like this anyway. I mean, independent research prevents groupthink and it allows for fresh ideas and concepts. And surprise, surprise, all of these things happen best in the free market, not with some government commission.
Thank you for listening. To further boost your immunity, join Todd for his full-length program called The Antidote to Liberalism, available on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, and our website, theantidotetoliberalism.com. Or connect with Todd directly on Twitter at Common Sense Gear, or by email, todd@theantidotetoliberalism.com.